Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2782. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock. In the men's room. I'll tell you, today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most famous fast food flops of all times. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack. You're getting drunk.
All right, here we go. A woman on probation in New Mexico says her meth is from a doctor, and she's got the prescription to prove it. Meanwhile, a car thief takes a stolen car to a court hearing about being a car thief because he just can't quit. Georgia cop arrests ex-wife after she complains he won't pick up meds for their sick kids. A 14-year-old impersonates a police officer, which the real law actually forbids. And someone got Alexa pretty baked. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. You call us. We spin the category. We spin the category wheel. Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever. It's actually a two-way tie between the lovely Kimberly and the equally lovely Eric, both of whom channeled their inner ignoramus and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold the Charles, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2782. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Oh, man, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Head Chef is back. And today, the most famous fast food flops of all times. Yes, every once in a while, the fast food industry gets it right. Those items stay on the menu or come around once or twice a year. And then there are times where they give something a shot and it just doesn't seem to work out. So today, the head chef's going to lean more on that side. The fast food flops and the most famous ones coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Also on tap, Noah Sherlock is back. We'll do another round of Profile This and we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And as we do every time we play Big Dummy, got a little Ben's Room poll going on. Now, last week, we asked you, and this was a runaway, Would you rather have a popcorn kernel always in your teeth, a hair always in your eye, or a tiny rock always in your shoe? Ted and I cannot stand the tiny rock in the shoe. Drives us both crazy. However, most people said they would rather have a tiny rock always in their shoe. I said popcorn kernel.
Because you're an idiot.
Well, I can fight through. I mean,
the pebble of the shoe makes sense. The people have spoken.
Okay. Yeah, and it was a landslide as far as the contestants had played Big Dummy. Now, as far as our men's room poll, you're going to eat one. You're going to eat one of these. We mentioned this yesterday. It's your choice. And by the way, if you like the men's room on Facebook, it's already a debate that's going on there. So would you rather have a burger made of bald eagle? A burger made of bald eagle. Now, we know one thing. It's illegal to do anything with a bald eagle. You can't even take a feather, I don't believe, unless
it's illegal to eat bald eagle.
It is, right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Or even touch the damn thing.
To be fair, Miles, all of our options are very illegal.
It almost seems like if one attacked you and was trying to gouge out your eyes with her mighty talon, you'd be like, I can't hit you, mighty bald eagle. It's illegal. You know, like, you couldn't even fight the damn thing off. You couldn't even take a feather if it accidentally, you know, hit you in the head and drop one. Unless you're Native American, then you can take a feather. You can take the whole carcass, the whole deal. But we don't know. There's somebody out there who knows what a bald eagle tastes like.
Hell yeah, there is.
There's many people out there who know what a bald eagle tastes like.
Look, this is only an issue because we live in America.
Yes.
Right? If we lived anywhere else, you'd be like, I mean, a bald eagle.
But I can't bring myself to do it now
because in my mind, what it is, it's like, that's not the right thing.
Or would
to
it
eat.
Be too powerful? You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the reasons we like chicken is because they just kind of waddle around, man. They're not too excited. They don't really get, you know what I mean? They're not like muscular chickens. They're just, they're pumped full of steroids.
Dude, crows chase eagles all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
If an eagle shows up, the crows are like, not in our hood, man. And they go after him. So I got to think that it's, you know, it would be all right.
But there's a reason people don't eat owls or the larger birds. I mean, I guess people do eat ostrich.
They do.
They eat turkey. I don't know. You know what?
We eat big birds. Sure.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? I think I'm leaning toward the burger made of bald eagle. The next burger is a burger made from your pet.
Your favorite pet.
Yes. And then the burger made from a person that you have never met. So you have three options today. You can have the burger made of bald eagle, the burger made from your pet, or the burger made from a person that you have never met. That's our
message. I'm going after the person. And it's
person.
Yes.
I'm going bald eagle.
There's a couple of reasons. One, the bald eagle, I just can't bring myself to do.
Don't you think you'd die of some disease if you ate human flesh?
No, they're cooked. I'm assuming all of these have been prepared well.
Yeah, they're burgers.
Right? It's a burger. The thing's not eating sashimi.
This isn't ridiculous.
Right? But you have to consider it, all right? So I would figure the bald eagle, I can't bring myself to do.
Why?
My favorite pet is just my favorite pet. I don't want to eat. But
if you're in Canada, if you're in Canada and they offered it to you?
But still, I'm American, so for me, it's still tough to do. It doesn't matter what country I'm in, it's the country I'm from. So,
well, if you're in Portugal, they say, hey, mushrooms are legal. You want some?
Oh, sure.
Okay,
but it's not a symbol of anything, that's all.
Right.
So, but with the person I don't know, I did not know them. I didn't know them. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm not saying it's awesome, but like, look, bald eagle, I can't bring myself to do. The pet, I just don't want to do.
All right.
But the person I don't know, like, I didn't know
take
them.
Take it one step further.
And they're already a burger.
In all honesty, which one do you think would taste the best?
The bald eagle.
You do? I'm going to lean on pet.
I'm leaning on the human.
You think the human would taste the best?
You know what? I'm just going to say it. I'm going with the human burger.
You are going with the human burger?
Yep.
Okay.
Ready to try it.
But here's the thing about people.
The hell with it.
We even have a food nickname, right?
Yeah.
Long pig. Like, the people that eat people seem to like people. Like, people are delicious.
They call it lawn pig?
Long pork.
Oh, long pork. This is a real term.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
No.
Like from the cannibal
community?
So I got to
think, right. So you got to think, like, we must be fairly delicious if we even have
long pork.
A food nickname. Yeah, man.
I'll be damned.
Just know. Someone calls you long pork. Don't hang out.
Game is up. Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. It is on. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Marchie. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Marchie, you're playing for Team Sober, Not Sober.
Not sober,
Marchie. Welcome to the show.
For the record, we do eat a lot of other countries' national animals.
Well, sure, that's their problem.
Like
I get it, man. Look, if you eat bald eagle somewhere else, I got nothing to say. I just can't personally bring myself to eat a bald eagle. By the way, someone points out, says bald eagles are trash birds. If you look into it, they probably don't taste great.
Wait a minute. We just established yesterday that anything that eats crap and trash is delicious.
I'm just saying what the comment is. Okay. I'm right there with you, man. I think
they eat a ton of trash. Like up in Alaska where there's a bunch of them, like they don't even feed
them. They dumpster dive.
Yeah.
But
that's all
they're
doing
good.
Now.
Margie, your choice. burger made a bald eagle, burger made from your pet, or burger made from a person you've never met?
Well, I feel like the bald eagle is going to be kind of brown meat. My pets would only really be good with, like, Thai food. So I'm going to have to go with the human. I feel like, we taste like a nice pork burger.
Can I believe this is where this is going to go?
You want to take a look at our long pork section of the menu?
Yes, sir. It's going to be nice and fatty and crunchy and tasty.
In the words of another great chef, welcome to Flavortown.
And by the way, you did him in an umami.
It should be pointed out, Miles, people are now calling the Bald Eagle Burger the Freedom Burger.
Yeah.
Freedom's just another free.
All right. I'll try it.
You ready for your question, Marchie?
Yes, sir.
Here's your question. In the bird world, a drake is a male what?
Chicken?
I would have accepted Canadian rap star, but in this case, a duck.
A duck.
Yeah.
I know.
God's plan, man. God's plan.
Yeah, that's what it is. What was the first sports-themed movie to win an Oscar?
Oh. Can we get a... Is it in our lifetime?
It is in our lifetime. Well, it's in mine and your... Ted's got it.
Yeah, man.
Would you just do it there?
Is it Field of Dreams?
No, Raging Bull.
No,
Rocky?
Oh, Rocky.
Rocky. Rocky.
Yeah, you did the boxing.
Well,
yeah,
you had the right sport.
First one to win an Oscar.
I was thinking The Natural, too. Like, that would have been one. Robert Redford?
Is that Redford?
Robert Redford.
Yeah. That was one of those kind of movies, right?
Wonder Boy.
What is the name of Twitter's Bluebird mascot?
Oh, man. I don't even have a Twitter account.
I know what it should be.
Blue Jay?
It should be Commodore.
Any guess?
Comrade?
Commodore?
Rusky?
They
Vlad?
They call him Larry?
Larry. It is Larry the Bird.
It's Larry?
Larry.
No.
Because there's Larry Bird, see? So he's Larry the Bird.
Should be Dolph.
Oh, that's terrible.
Mm. Just call him Pete.
Pete
Bill.
Pete Vladimir.
Ted. Just give him a plain name.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from what country?
I do believe that was France.
You are correct, Marcus.
There you go.
There we go. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, do we have a new contestant ready to play the game?
We do. Hello, Christina. Welcome to the Mint.
Big Dummy!
Hola, big kid.
Hola, Christina. Christina, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
What did you get into?
Not sober.
I know. What did you get into? What'd you get into?
My pharmaceuticals.
Your pharmaceuticals.
Oh, boy.
All right. This ought to be a fun ride. Christina, our men's room poll today, you got to eat one, a burger made of bald eagle, a burger made from your pet, or a burger made from a person that you have never met.
Well, I'm going to say probably a stranger.
A stranger.
The stranger, the stranger. Burger. Mm-hmm. We got a freedom burger.
Come stranger on down burger. To Christina's for a stranger burger.
It's a person, but you don't know him.
Oh, this tastes salty.
The stranger burger. All right.
All right.
Here's your question. What biblical figure?
All right, out of the gate.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Okay.
Yeah, no brown words, Christina.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure can. What biblical figure was the founder of Judaism?
Jesus.
God.
Abraham.
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 Not Jesus.
Moses was already leading them, so he couldn't have started.
I know he was a carpenter.
What happened, Christina?
I have no idea. Never mind.
Yeah, it's okay. Jesus was a carpenter. You're right. Mm-hmm. So was John.
He showed up on time.
So was Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Similarities don't end.
He was a drywaller.
So was my buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he works with wood. Sounds bad, but that's what he does.
So what does he do exactly? Right. He's a urologist. What is a male goose called?
A male goose?
Mm-hmm. There's even a saying that involves it.
a geese.
What's good for the goose is good for the
gander.
Right. That's a very telling statement when you understand what they're saying.
Oh, Sheila.
Just said a nursery rhyme. I might have gotten that.
Mm-hmm. My bad. I should have known that. I apologize. Make a mental note of that. All right. Do not overthink this, which I don't suspect is ever a problem. But what English word? What English word is a combination of the first two letters of the Greek alphabet?
The Greek alphabet?
Mm-hmm.
Ab.
The English word that is a combination of the first two words of the Greek alphabet is alphabet.
Oh, well.
I
don't know how alpha, that works.
Alpha, beta.
Yeah.
Alphabet. So we called it the alphabet. Just the
Christine, in all honesty, that was not a bad guess. I was thinking ab work.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
Thank you.
Miles is very kind.
Yes.
He's a kind man. Kind man. What is the capital city of Guatemala?
Guam.
Guam. Country. Territory or country?
Guam's a territory.
Guam's a territory. Not near Guatemala.
Guatemala City is the capital of Guatemala.
Darn it.
Christina, isn't that annoying? It's so annoying.
Christina, what kind of pills are you taking?
Muscle relaxers for me. Seven neck surgery.
You had neck surgery? How you doing? You feeling okay?
Seven back surgeries in my back.
Oh God. Okay.
Number seven. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Number seven surgery.
Yeah, my back. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's heavy duty.
That's what I
can't even believe you can think right now.
I can't, obviously. I'm losing.
I was going to say, have you been listening to what I'm listening to? All right, Christina, here is your question. Nordic and Alpine. They're the two major genres of what sport? Nordic and Alpine. They were in the Olympics very recently.
That thing where you throw that spear thing. That long.
Spear chucking?
Skiing.
Still all about that Nordic combine where they shoot.
I kept thinking that exercise machine. I was thinking. Sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, no worries, right, man. Okay. That's the pills talk.
Just ride on that cloud of boobies.
Yeah.
The reason they call it trivia, not answers.
Ted dropping hard knowledge. Who was the director of the FBI from 1924 to 1972?
1924 to 19, that's a long run.
Yeah.
The FBI? How am I supposed to know the answer?
Oh, you've heard of this person.
Because they're tapping your phone.
The government?
J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover.
Question eight.
Okay.
We're getting to know you.
Getting to know you.
Getting to know all of us.
Probably pretty hard to trust a fart, Christina, on those muscle relaxers, isn't it?
I think I shouldn't have taken that extra one, maybe. Maybe I didn't know.
Okay, yeah, just look, if you think you got a fart, man, just go sit down first and make sure. Sit down, pants off, because you might not know what's coming.
I'm doing good.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure you don't poop yourself.
I think it'd be funny if you did. I'm not wishing it, but I would find great laughter if you did. So, you know, gamble on every fart you have. All right, your question. How many bones are in the adult human body?
302? 206.
200. Oh! 206.
Christina, get out of here. Very all right. Good. Hey.
Well, I guess if you've had seven back surgeries, she probably knows that.
You absolutely know.
Man, oh, man.
Whoa, whoa. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Elijah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Elijah, you sober or not sober?
I don't think I qualify as sober. I just had a shoulder surgery. So
oh,
I'm on
Jesus Christ. Man. Everybody's hopped up on the farms. Elijah, your choice on a men's room poll. Burger made a bald eagle, one of your pet, or one from a person you never met. What burger are you going with?
Well, I'm a fifth Native American, so I think I'm allowed to have that eagle.
Can you eat the eagle?
Eagle, but just a fifth?
I mean, 20% I don't know, man. What would the Fed say about this?
You get a freedom burger.
I'm not even sure you can wear the Wolf Howling at the Moon t-shirt, man.
My aunt has an eagle head on a stick, like a big shaman
staff. Yeah, she might be able to pull that off. Are you dream catcher worthy in your car, though? I mean, one-fifth?
I would say 20% you get a dream catcher.
You think so?
Yeah, you can't have an eagle head on a stick, brother.
I think you need like 40%
to have it. Grandma's a shaman.
For a dream catcher?
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
I feel like everyone says they're 1/16th, specifically Cherokee, for whatever reason. I feel like if you're honestly that, you get a dream catcher.
All right.
We make fun of those people.
I think you should. I think you can get a Wolf Howling at the Moon shirt. I think that's
I'm down. I got several. My grandma keeps buying them.
Is it necessary? Is it like something the natives have? Like, I must wear this shirt with the wolf howling at the moon?
Well, theoretically, every picture of a person from my tribe, I'm related to them, so
yep.
I keep getting them t-shirts.
Have you ever heard of anyone eating bald eagle?
No.
Okay.
He lied.
I would try it.
Yeah, I mean.
I would try it, though. So you're going bald eagle? You're going freedom burger.
You're freedom.
I'll eat any kind of burger.
Okay.
I like your spirit.
It's very deep, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like burgers. Let's eat them.
All right, here is your question.
I thought you were talking about more of a Holy Spirit.
Yeah. What band performed the theme to the TV show Friends?
Oh. I don't know. Eve 6.
Wow, so I'll be there for you, right?
Yeah, what a horrible song.
Is it?
What a horrible song.
Is it?
Oh, not
is it a
Eve 6.
Is it a B band?
I can play that song.
You can play what the Friends theme?
Yeah, I learned that when I was like 13.
Don't play it. Don't do it.
No, what can you play it on?
I'll play it on guitar.
You got to get your guitar with you right there?
No.
Thank God.
Okay, look, man, we're going to go to break in a minute, and you're going to get that goddamn guitar if you don't get this question right. And we come back, you're going to play the theme from Friends. I'm dead serious, okay? Seriously.
All right, let me
it's a horrible song.
I know, but if you could play it, that'd be great.
Why would you want to play that?
Because why would you say that if you couldn't do it?
I don't think he's bragging.
A little bit.
I can play the Friends theme.
Hey, I came on last time and you guys asked about tooting your own horn. I'm the guy with all the accents.
Ah, okay. All right.
That was me.
Okay. Question two.
Oh! Grab your guitar.
Hey, yeah, Elijah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. You play that theme, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great.
All right.
Fantastic.
Game is big dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. More of your calls on the way, and Elijah singing the theme from Friends. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
That's Jeff coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most famous fast food flops of all time. So do the head chef right after we read your emails there from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. All right, in the meantime, game is big dummy. 844-999-OLA if you'd like to be a contestant. We do have Elijah on the line. And the last we heard from Elijah, two questions in so far, but you did drop the nugget that one of the first songs you learned on guitar was the theme from Friends, which happened to be the question you asked.
And the answer to that question, by the way, is the Rembrandts.
The
Rembrandts performed that song. Right.
So, Elijah, you think you can still play this thing?
Well, so here's what's up. I mean, I did have shoulder surgery, I remember.
Come on.
But check this out. I got my little baby piano here.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Another joke is broke. Your love lost your way. You thought you were always stuck in second gear. And when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, I'll be there for you. You're there for me too. I'll be there for you.
This is amazing. Elijah, that's amazing.
That is,
get it done.
You got to get to karaoke night sometime, man. That's
That's some fantastic stuff.
I'm on a lot of pills, guys.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
You said what? You're on a lot of pills?
Yeah.
That's right, your shoulder.
That was...
It's like Florida Day.
That was incredible.
Really was.
That
was worth the wait.
Thank you.
Yep.
You know what? I will tell you, I've never heard anything like that.
I haven't either. I bet you'll hear yourself on a promo later tomorrow.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you never know.
All right. Here's your question. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to recover from that. While pretending to be an inner-city calculus teacher, what was Eric Cartman's catchphrase on South Park?
How do I get through to these kids?
You got it. You got it. That is unbelievable.
How do I get through to these kids?
Right.
He knows that.
Yeah, he nailed that one.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, the game's big dummy. 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
What just happened?
I don't know.
That was
awesome.
That song's already bad.
Yeah.
And then that version was so bad that you're right. Somehow he brought it full circle where that was one of the greatest things I've ever
amazing.
Heard.
It's amazing.
That is the word for it. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
How are you, Brian?
Hola.
Brian, you on
hey,
team sober?
Ted.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Ted.
What's up, man?
Ted.
Brian, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Brian.
Yeah, that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Brian, men's room poll today. Your choice, eat one. A burger made of bald eagle. Bald eagle.
Okay. By the way, just a few comments came in. With regards to Elijah's rendition of I'll Be There For You, performed as only Elijah could, says the ladies are wet. I assume that is collectively signed by women everywhere. That was the greatest effing thing I've ever heard. Thanks, Elijah. And then clearly this fool ain't no vocalist. All right.
Sure.
Here is your question. The Rage Virus. The Rage Virus. That's the name of the virus that turned people into zombies in what movie?
Oh, no.
One and done.
I wouldn't. I'd have lost a lot of money on
man.
That.
Man, it's a good thing we're not gambling. That's a fact. Wow. All right. Okay. That's our first one and done. Everybody that's played Big Dummy today, believe it or not, has been playing for Team Not Sober. If you would like
not.
To be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. Brand new contestant. And more of Big Dummy in seconds.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.